Trey Kennard, Team USA, mother effing American hero. Hey, you pulled it through, though, man. Rough day for you. Not that easy, but still happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a bummer to go, you know, do what I did, 12-7 or something. But
I prefer 3-3.
I like that. But, you know, it was a hard fight for me. You know, both times I got tangled up in the first turn and, you know, kind of started out rough. But, you know, I was glad that the MX2 qualifier went well because I – you know, I kind of wanted to race Roxanne and those guys. So, you know, I was glad that that was kind of like a personal race to me. But today was, you know, all for the U.S. So I'm glad that it all could work out.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can say the gate dropped the same time for everybody. But you really didn't race those guys straight up today. You didn't have a chance to.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like I said, it was a team effort today. And, you know, as bad as I want to, you know, go battle with those guys and try to beat them, it's you know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to get USA up to the top.
Right. How was it out there on the 250F with the 450s? Like, how?
I don't know if it was the altitude or what was going on, but it was really tough against those guys. Just, I think simply because some of the jumps, we couldn't make it over, and it would just kill your momentum. But, yeah, it was tough. Yeah.
What did you think of the track compared to a national?
I thought it was good. I like how wide it was. That was cool. I had a really cool flow. And the only thing I didn't like was how big the jumps were. I wish they were, like, yeah, 2 foot shorter.
That 120 tabletop in the back, was that everything you had?
I made it like 3 times this weekend. That's it. So, and every lap, like bottom everything.
Right. First turn crash, your throttle got stuck in the guy's wheel. Took you forever to get going. What were your thoughts at that point? Was it oh shit, or like what, long race?
I was surprisingly like calm. Yeah. You know, I was kind of shocked that. You know, as calm as I was, because had I not been calm, we wouldn't have been out of there. Because, I mean, we were tangled up, and it was kind of like I had to tell him, you know, we had to kind of communicate.
Yeah.
So, but after that, I was, you know, trying to ride smart and make sure I didn't do something to bring us back further. So,
what about this thing with Marmont? I didn't see it, but everybody said you got really lucky.
Yeah, I don't know how I stayed up. I kind of popped out of a rut, and I knew he was coming, and just tried to grab the inside, and he like jumped into the back of me and kind of knocked me over a little, or kind of he went down and I stayed up somehow, but it was cool.
Dungey did what he was supposed to do. You know, you had two great come from behind rides. Shorty really got it out in the third moto. He was hurting, and great ride by Short, huh?
Oh man, I was really bummed that Townley took him out, just because I really like Ben. And
now, did you see it on video or anything? Because I haven't talked to anybody who has.
I heard it from all the USA guys, which they might be a little biased, but still, that's,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, man, he killed it the second moto. He really rode good. I was pumped. I was kind of wondering going in. I didn't know if we were going to be able to pull it out or not. So, man, those guys really pulled through.
How nervous were you for the motos? How bad was it? Or good?
Probably like the qualifier I was way nervous for, but today I was fine.
Yeah.
So,
now I'm trying to say this as a serious journalist and not going to laugh, but we know Tim Ferry helps you out, and he's been at these things before. I mean, what kind of advice did he give you as far as, I mean, and did it help, and what did he tell you about being a Motocross of Nations and
yeah,
all that?
I mean, basically just the little stuff that you don't think about with, you know, the starts and everything. You know, he was, it was really good to have him here because he's been to a few, and as you know, Mathis.
Well, we did lose one, Tom.
But no, he's been a big help, and you know, it was cool because everyone came together, and it's really cool to have, you know, especially Mitch, you know, because we're always going against him, and you know, to have him there and to be supportive and talking to us, and I really got to know him a lot better this weekend, and that was really cool, and Roger as well, you know, just to kind of be with him, and you know, just to know what he's all about is really cool, and that was the coolest part to me. Just everyone was in it together, and it was really special.
Great way to end your 250 season with a motocross the nation's victory. I mean, what a year!
Oh man, it was started out a little rough, and you know, my supercross season wasn't what I wanted, but you know, it went well at the end.
Yeah, but then you killed it on a 450. That almost made up for it.
Yeah, almost. But I was happy to see Weimer get that title. I think he deserved it. So. Man, it was a year for sure.
Yeah. Like Shorty just told me, like, it's all downhill from here for him. I don't know.
He did not.
Yeah, he did. He said it's all downhill from here, Mathis, for me.
It's cool for me because I'm like back to square one again on the 450, so there's not a chance to, you know, kind of get ahead of yourself or anything like that. So should be cool.
Cool.
Hopefully I can come back next year.
Sorry.
Please come back next year. That's my interview for next year.
Yeah. I'll see you at Bercy, maybe.
I'll be there. You're coming in my 9800 OGO bag, right?
Yes. Yep. I'm going in there.
He's fitting in there.
Hey, great ride today, man. Lots of way to gut it out. Like, yeah, lots of passing, lots of eating roost.
I was trying. I was coughing up so much dirt.
Right. Where were you watching that third moto?
On the tailgate of Honda, and man, I heard everyone go nuts, and I was like, sweet. Yeah, yeah. Dungy and Shore 1 and 2, which was unreal.
Now, I didn't see this last question. I won't keep you too much longer. Did you have your gear on? Did you leave your gear on from the second moto for the podium shots?
I got some fresh gear. I just, Beaker kind of wanted me to look the same as the other guys. I think it looks a little better. So.
Well, there was one year that the MX2 guy was in jeans or shorts.
It just doesn't look good. No. So
I was hoping you did that.
To wear it.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Mathis.